Hello, everybody. This is Albert here. I wanted to do this little recording today and talk about something that's been near and dear to me for the last couple of months. You know, about 6 months ago, one night while I lied down with my iPad just before going to bed, I wanted to peek around and see what I could watch on Netflix. And I happened to go to the television section and I saw this episode, this program called Mad Men. And for some reason, someone told me about it and it stuck out and I put it on and I watched it and I was actually kind of shocked and turned off the first time I saw it. I mean, they were smoking constantly, drinking. You know, I didn't really get it at first. I just thought, you know, doesn't make sense. What the heck? You know, why would they put a show on like this to popularize again, you know, the smoking and drinking? We've come such a long way. I didn't really catch it at first. And I wasn't even sure if I'd ever go back to it again. For some reason, a couple months ago, I picked it up again and I started watching it. And I got into the series big time. And now I find myself one episode away from watching the whole series. And the series Mad Men is really in limbo right now. They don't even know if it's going to be put on again. They haven't renewed the contracts. They haven't reached agreements. So, I mean, I may be watching the very, very last episode of Mad Men ever, and it's kind of bothering me because there's a connection for me. You know, I've got into marketing a couple of years ago, trying to expand my horizons. I do internet marketing, and lots of what they talk about on this show is about marketing. It's based about the cool 60s era where the Mad Men, as they were called, because they were ad men. They ruled, you know, they went to golf clubs, they drank together, they belittled the women, they smoked, they were really rude to the women. It's not something that is really tolerated today, but I mean, it's a movie, it's based on a certain, I mean, it's a program, and it's based on a certain amount of time. And they talk a lot about marketing and copywriting, and I do that kind of thing now too. And the series started in 2007, and I would never have even understood a lot of the things that they were referring to back then because I wasn't in that line of work. But now, because of Netflix, I'm able to catch up to it, and I was able to understand more where they were coming from, at least regarding the advertising section. And it's been a heck of a ride, and it's been a great ride. And it's one of the only shows ever. I think it is the only show ever that I have watched every episode of. And each season I got deeper and deeper into it, sometimes watching two in a row. Never got super crazy pulling all-nighters or anything like that. But Netflix has allowed me to enjoy the show thoroughly. And I really have enjoyed the show thoroughly and have grown with the characters and grown with the story. And, you know, I've done everything that many people have been doing for years who follow shows in a hardcore way. The problem is that in front of me is the very last episode that exists. They haven't renewed the contract and they're about to go into the second year without taping. But the show is a very popular show, especially in New York, where they had the premiere last year, I think season 4, right on the streets of New York. And it was pretty cool. I saw the video. But anyway, I just wanted to do this audio boo on that subject. I've even thought about possibly even doing a podcast, a fan podcast in the future on this. Don't know though. But love to hear your thoughts on Mad Men, if you are into the show or not.